On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Margaret Barrett is here, as I mentioned, to talk to us about the hidden costs of buying a home, be it an apartment or a house. So where do we start?
I suppose, Pat, what we're finding is that, especially for the first-time buyer, they are really scraping to save for that 10% deposit and have probably not been aware that there's other fees involved in purchasing a property. So you have your 1% stamp duty on every property purchase up to 1.5 million. And if we use an analogy or an example of a standard purchase price now of 500,000 in the greater Dublin area and certainly in larger cities around Ireland, that 1% is 5,000 euros.
5,000 you got to find from somewhere.
On top of your 10% deposit, so we're now at 55,000. You have to have a solicitor to transact the purchase of the property. It's a legal requirement, it's a legal transaction. Solicitors range from 2,500 euros plus, maybe.
Now, can you negotiate with the solicitor on a fixed price? It used to be a percentage of that.
Yeah, it used to be. And most solicitors will now have a set price for a transaction. You have your conveyancing cost, obviously, that needs to be taken care of. There's land registry, title deeds and so on and so forth that needs to be taken care of as well. So the average cost is anywhere from 2,500 to 3,000 euros approximately.
They're your legals.
For your legals.
Now, what else is kind of hidden from view?
So then from hidden, you have to have a valuation done on the property. So assuming this is a new build property, for this example, a valuation will cost you anywhere from 150, 200 euros plus VAT.
If it's a brand new property and it has a price on it,
yeah,
and that's a transparent price, because eventually it'll go into the land registry or the property price registry and you'll know what they paid. Does the bank want a valuation even on a brand new property?
They do. And there's a double thing there for valuation. Obviously, the valuer confirms the market value of the property, but there's also a figure called a reinstatement cost. And a reinstatement is, God forbid this house burns down tomorrow, how much can we insure it for to get it rebuilt?
Yeah, because so the market is not necessarily the cost.
Exactly.
Sometimes it can be strangely less.
It can.
And sometimes it can be more.
It can, absolutely. For older properties, sometimes we see that it's actually more than the actual market value of the property. That value, as I say, is used for your home insurance cost. Then on top of that, if you're buying a property that is a previously owned property, you will be advised to get a structural engineer's report on that property, which you should do, absolutely should do. That structural engineer's report will cost anywhere from 800 euros to 1,000 euros, depending on location. If it's an older property, you might need to take a drains test on the property.
A what test?
A drains test. So if the property has been flagged for subsidence, for example.
Okay.
That property, the bank will want to know that the drains are actually, still viable and not cracked in any shape or form. That drains test will cost anywhere, again, from 300 to 800 euros. And then you have drawdown costs. So you have your mortgage protection costs, which is going to cost, on average, for an average first-time buyer, fit, doesn't smoke, anywhere from 15 to 30 euros per month. And you have...
And it's certainly something you want.
You have to have. It's actually a legal requirement to draw down a mortgage. And then you have your home insurance and you have the costs that go with living in that home. So you have your home insurance, your property tax, your...
Now, if you're buying a brand new house, there used to be an exemption on property tax. Gone?
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11/19. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Go on.
So everybody
pays
property tax.
Absolutely. And that's the running of a household. But I suppose when we add up all of those costs, Pat, we could be anywhere from 8,000 to 15,000 euros on the transaction
on top of
the 10%. And there is no government incentives or no supports available for those.
Now, what about the lenders? Do they take a reasonably benign view of you're saying, okay, I have my 10% and I need to borrow, therefore, the 90%, but I'd like a little bit more because I want to pay these.
Yeah,
costs.
No. So when we're assessing a mortgage application, we have to show the lender that the funding for the full transaction is available. So we have to show that the 10% deposit is available, plus stamp duty, plus legal, plus valuation. And that has to be clearly evident in a bank account.
So you can't borrow it?
You can't borrow it.
You know, some of the mortgages offering to give you money back and all that. Where does that come in?
So those cashback offers, they come 45 working days normally after the mortgage has drawn down. So it's post the transaction. So we have to show that the funds are evident. Now, funding can come in form of the Help to Buy scheme, which is a government support scheme for new build properties. It can come in the form of a gift, a family gift. And unfortunately, we're still seeing the Bank of Mum and Dad coming to the rescue of many mortgages at the moment and ongoing, and I suspect will continue into the future. But we have to show that it's clearly evident before drawdown.
Now, something else that you haven't mentioned yet, and that is a brand new house. You think it's going to be walk-in perfect. It's not.
It's not.
It's going to need snagging.
Yeah. So it's builder's finish, right? Okay, so a new built property normally comes
with... What is a builder's finish?
Normally comes with the kitchen in place, the bathroom, the utilities, the bathrooms, and the flooring. But that's it. Like, there is no furniture, there is no wardrobes, there is no, you know... everything else that you need to have inside in the property, which,
so
let's
basically
be honest,
it's a shell plus a couple of bathrooms plus a kitchen.
That's it.
And the kitchen can be cheapo.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what we're seeing is that sometimes the developer can ask you if you want to upgrade your kitchen. Again, that will affect the purchase price and again affect the amount you're borrowing. So we need to know that well in advance, Pat, from mortgage application.
What are your rights when it comes to snagging? What can you ask the builder to fix before you occupy?
I would be absolutely snagging everything. So you have to make sure that what you're buying is right.
So, for example, if there's a door handle that's a bit loose, fix it.
Fix it. Absolutely. Call it out in the snag. Everything. Like, and take time to walk around that house. You can actually hire someone to come in and snag the property for you if you so wanted to. But you create your list, you give it back to the builder.
And is that a legal requirement on the part of the builder to fix all these things?
I'm not too sure it's a legal requirement, but you should be buying...
You see, in a seller's market where the builder can have 20 people trying to buy the house...
Absolutely.
They might throw rubbish at you, you know, and say, take it or leave it.
They may decide that, we'll say, if you give them 50 things on the list, that they'll snag, correct, the 25 of those, and it's up to you then to accept or not accept. But from a bank's perspective, the valuer comes in and says that, I suppose the valuer comes in when the driveway leading up to the property is complete, the lighting is complete, the kitchen is in place and the property is finished. The valuer isn't going to be ensuring that the handle of the door is working, you know what I mean? But they'll just make sure that
it's
completed.
But you can't leave wires sticking out of the wall.
Absolutely not.
Now, some of the questions. I have a mortgage question. When I took out my mortgage, the bank asked for an indemnity bond, which added 2,000 euro to the overall mortgage drawdown amount. Now I'm clearing the mortgage about 6 years earlier than the original term. Can I ask for a refund of part of that indemnity bond as a result? That's from Donal in Dublin 16.
I assume we're talking about a home bond here, Pat, and I stand to be corrected in what this caller is asking.
In other words, the guarantee won't need to be there for the full term.
Exactly, exactly. So obviously, if the mortgage is paid off and he's holding his title deeds of his property, he can cancel that policy if he requires. But up to the point where he has cleared his mortgage.
I think that he paid it up front, 2 grand up front.
Yeah.
I'd say he could be whistling
I would think so. Mm. I would think so.
Surely the valuation of the property is what you paid for it.
Not necessarily. I suppose we have, especially when it comes to self-builds, right? Okay, so we'll say in certain parts of the country, it could cost to build a property, a new build property, 450,000. But given the location of the property, the value may not be.
I think what this person is really talking about is for the bank, you know, what you've spent on it, maybe building it, or what you paid for it if you're buying something that's done. In terms of the insurance is a bit different.
Yes, or the reinstatement value.
Because you're not going to have to buy the land again,
exactly.
For example.
Well, the reinstatement value is that, God forbid, the house burns down. How much does it cost to rebuild that property?
And that includes removing all the remnants of the old house, perhaps. You know?
Exactly. And I suppose what this caller is saying is that if you buy a property for 500,000, is the value of the property 500,000? 99% of the time it is.
From Joe, can my fiancé and I get a first-time mortgage if she's a part-time worker? I work full-time.
Yes is the answer. The banks would like to see that there's consistency in her employment, so that they'd like to see that she's in, I suppose, permanent part-time position, but absolutely will be jointly assessed.
I'm 25 years old. I have one child, newborn, and a girlfriend. We're trying to start saving for a mortgage to buy a new home, say €300,000. My salary would be circa €39,000, my girlfriend €28,000. How much do we need to be saving in the coming months and years? And what should we avoid putting or having on our bank statements?
Okay, so combined income here, Pat, with the 39.28 is 67,000. So Central Bank of Ireland guidelines say that we can lend four times income here, so that client can borrow up to 268,000. Now, there's other assessments that go in there. Obviously, if there's any lending, car loans, personal lending, so on and so forth, that can have a negative impact on the total amount of borrowing. But assuming there isn't, €268,000. If you were to borrow that 268,000 over 35 years at a rate of 3.6, there's cheaper and more expensive rates in the market, the mortgage repayment would be 1,123. So that needs to be the minimum that we can see on bank statements.
They've got to be saving that amount.
Absolutely.
To show they can
now
do
rental, if they're living in rental accommodation, that will go
that
towards.
That will go against
exactly.
That too. Oh, 4 years exemption to property tax if you have pyrite, says one listener. I got a quote of €3,000 from my solicitor to act for my wife and I to buy a house, but now there are extras, property search, land registration search, courier costs, stationery. The cost is now €5,500. This seems unfair.
I wonder, is that including stamp duty? But it may not be. Always shop around is our advice when you're dealing with a
solicitor. Well, that seems a bit like sharp practice, doesn't it? We give you, it'll cost you €3,000. And then
plus the extras, plus the extras. But ask for those extras up front. Like, bearing in mind, whilst you need a solicitor to act on behalf of the buyer and liaise with the bank for a drawdown, we have thousands of solicitors in Ireland. So shop around. A good conveyancing solicitor is pivotal, Pat, to a drawdown mortgage, because if you're dealing with a solicitor that has other legal practices within the company, you know, your mortgage file may not be the top of their priority. So we recommend a solicitor.
Now, we don't know the circumstances of everyone who's moving into a new home, be it an apartment or a house, but they can't sleep on the floorboards.
Absolutely.
So there are other expenses that they really need to think about seriously.
Absolutely.
Maybe carpeting the floor, whatever.
Furnishing it, buying the bed, buying the couch, buying the furniture for the bedroom, so on and so forth, which can, in all seriousness, be €10,000 to €15,000 minimum.
Married couple, can just one person get a mortgage? And that used to be the way for virtually every mortgage.
Yeah, not all lenders actually allow this to happen. But we do have lenders that do. So we have a married couple.
And what are they worried about? If one person has the income, why not?
Yeah, so what they're actually worried about is a legal right of the second applicant to the property that isn't on the title deeds or on the mortgage. So a family home declaration form will need to be signed by the applicant that is not going on the mortgage.
But it's doable. Absolutely.
It is doable.
I have a mortgage. My husband does not. Can he avail of first time buyers if he applies for a mortgage by himself?
Depending, there you said husband, so they're married, so no. So if you're married and one has a property previously, you're both considered.
But if you're just partners in life.
Absolutely.
You can do it. Yeah. All right. Margaret Barrett, Managing Director of Mortgage Navigators, thank you very much for elucidating a very dark area of house purchase.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.